7 years old. And right now, her favorite game is hide and seek. The funny part is, she always tells me where to hide. She says, you go right there, I'll count, and then I'll come find you. I know. That is not how the game is played. I'm supposed to find a good spot, hide behind a door, a couch, inside of a closet. I'm supposed to make a look all around the house and figure out where I am, but I don't do any of that. Because I know how it feels to wonder where your father is. Thinking, I know he has to be here somewhere. I come from a long line of boys who had to pick out their own razors and teach themselves how to shave. A lineage of young men who threw footballs in the air and then watched them land on the ground. We are echoes in a cave trying to love the frequency of our own noise but have no idea where it comes from. The first time I got an A on the test, I whispered, I'm proud of you to myself just so I could hear what it might sound like in a man's voice. The first time I scored a touchdown, my football coach hugged me and I said, thanks, Dad, on accident. I've copy and pasted my father into all of my best moments and then felt guilty for not appreciating him for showing up. It's fascinating how the human mind would do backflips if you just give it enough time to stretch. To be honest, I thought this feeling was a pair of hand-me-down jeans, something too big for me right now, but a garment I would grow into and then grow out of as I got older. But here I am still trying to be a father to my daughter and myself.